Yeah. And then on the 4th of July, they go down to Bettis Academy, which was a colored academy. And they always had, you know, a big carnival and stuff down there. And they'd march in the parade and all, see which one was the best.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd beat on drums and tin cans and everything else.
Okay. Has anybody ever like square dance or anything like that?
No, well, a little, not around here. You don't have a square dance. Mm-hmm. Square dance is in Sluta County now, I think. That's have a place to square dance. I don't really know of a place around here that they really do any, you know, any dancing.
Mm-hmm.
Except as a party, you know, they have a party or something.
Okay. How about when you were in school? Did they have any dancing?
Well,
there?
Not really that much, huh? They never, mm-hmm. never had really been that big of a dancing around here.
And what about weddings? Do people church?
Yeah. Most of the church weddings have.
Mm-hmm. Who would all the people be that would be in the wedding besides the ones that would get married?
Well, nieces, nephews, daddies.
Okay, and what would they call the ones that are standing up there with the...
Called best man, bridesmaids.
Okay.
Ring bearer, flower girl.
Okay. Those are the younger ones, usually.
Yeah, that'd be, you know, that'd be the nieces and nephews.
Okay.
Most of the time, our real good friends that didn't have that really that small.
Mm-hmm. How about after wedding?
I had a reception that. To have some reception after.
Do they have some kind of?
Well, they always have a little thing of foods, and generally some of them have drinks and some don't.
Okay. Do they play tricks on people or anything like that?
Well, not much anymore. No, used to. They used to hide. You have to hide your car. Sometimes they put rice and stuff in the suitcases and stuff like that, but they don't really treat them bad. They used to take them out and take them away and make them walk back. Put them out the car and make them walk back home.
And you ever hear to tell about it, and they go to people's houses and make a lot of noise? And
oh, yeah, Lord, yeah. When my uncle got married years ago, I was 5 or 6 years old. They went up to his house after he done got back off of his wedding. They were gonna get him and take him out. And he was upstairs and they couldn't get in. Some of them went to crawling up the pole to get up to his bedroom up. There was a little porch upstairs too, and they were gonna crawl that pole to go up there, and they pulled the pea pot down on the head of the fellow crawling the pole. That broke it up. That broke the whole thing. It didn't bother with them no more.
I guess not. Oh, gosh.
Yeah, I was over there. I remember that.
Oh, man. And what about, like at Christmas, what would you say to somebody if they came to your house on Christmas?
Oh, Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Okay. All right. And what about, like if somebody dies,